Hello and welcome to I Want to Grow. And I Want to Grow is all about that, right? It's about our growth. But with our guests, it's not about their growth. It's about them helping others grow. And today we are celebrating 90 years of the British Council. And boy, have they helped other people grow. And our guest today is Hesa. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast with us to celebrate the British Council. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Yes, sure. First of all, let me have this opportunity to express my sincere and heartfelt congratulations to the British Council on its 19th anniversary. And also, I'm very proud that me, personally, and my company are part of this magnificent milestone. My name is Hesa Khalil Al-Sawaidi. I'm co-founder of Con Group.
Wow. So I'm going to get right into asking you the questions right now. And I'm going to ask you what the Con Group stands for. But I'm going to start asking you the questions and then we'll get to know more about your company. How did the British Council help you and Con Group in achieving your goals, particularly through initiatives like Springboard Women Development Program?
Yeah, actually Springboard Women Development Program it has been like a big or a great assistance to me personally and to my company Con Group. It gives a rare opportunity to the women professional movement in Qatar. This is on the level of my company. On the level of me, it helped me a lot in building my own training capability. Yeah.
And how long have you been going for?
Since 2010.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Congratulations, because there is definitely a women's movement here in Qatar.
To be honest?
Yes.
I came a long way.
But there's a movement that's happening. Every startup program I went to, there was always five women to one man.
Yeah, I remember when I started the program, I was working in Qtel before coming to Ooredoo.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been part of that movement that I've seen growing in Qatar for I don't know how long.
I'm very proud of this.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Dear me.
And recently, we delivered, personally, I delivered a program in Oman to petrol company. They have like mashallah a number of women who's been empowered by their company, and Springboard was part of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did the British Council, how did they help you in those in the
yeah.
beginning?
British Council was like spark, to be honest.
Nice.
Yeah. It was like spark, especially to me. And I'm sure to others, trainers also. They were like enlightening the passion for growth and development, connecting us, helping us to connect to each other as trainer, founding our goals. I don't know how to explain it, but they were the umbrella that gathered all the trainers under their spotlights.
You must have helped so many.
Yes.
And how does that feel when you see those success stories that you've helped?
Since I've been as a trainer and Springboard, I've been certified in different training programs also. But when it comes to the Springboard, it is different because you are working here with a very important category in the society, which are the women. I'm still dancing in the moment. Why? Because whenever I go, wherever I go, I deal with different women, either in the society or in corporate life. I meet some women who were one of my participants in Springboard. They're still talking about the benefits, how they navigate their changes successfully after the program. So that's why I consider it as a sustainable training program. Or I can describe it as a transformative program. It has very strong influence.
Very strong.
Yes.
Very strong. Congratulations. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Can you share a specific moment or project where your partnership with the British Council led to significant positive outcome for women empowerment in development?
Okay. To be honest, there is no particular moment, because as I told you, whenever I go, when I meet any woman just got benefits from this program, I feel that I'm in a constant celebration with the outcomes of the program itself. Maybe when they say thank you, this is a nice moment, and I really feel with that big appreciation. Maybe when people is talking about the program, maybe when I see some success story in the life, and it came after even yani taking the program, all these moments are fantastic moments yani to me. Yeah.
And did you realize that this was your purpose all those years back? Did you all of a sudden, you say that spark, there was a spark that the British Council had with you. But what was your ambitions before then? Was it, did you have a determination like this, and then all of a sudden the spark came?
Maybe this is something I came from my childhood. I've been raised, first of all, to love people, to give without yani taking. Maybe from my mom, and later on she was a teacher. And you know, when the teacher gives everything from the bottom of her heart, maybe this is my background.
You are one wonderful person.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Likewise.
That is super.
Thank you.
So how did, tell us more about your company, Cone.
Cone is a consultancy firm. It is specialized in business consultancy. Business consultancy is a new term, came from the local and external needs. We are boosting here the whole business came from the bilateral relations between Qatar and the outside countries, other parties. We're studying the all kind of the MOUs that signed between Qatar and other countries in different fields, and we see that we have the strength in this area, in this activity, in this field, and then we tackle it here using all our communication outside and inside, until we said here we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I've been in all of my career here, I've been in company localization.
Mm-hmm.
So we've helped hundreds of companies that's come to Qatar. And with what you're saying your company does, whoa, that's a big value.
Yeah. As I said yani, at the beginning of our interview, you know, I came a long way, even in the business. We gathered all our experiences as yani, as a team. And we try to bring something very new to the consultancy field, because as you know, Qatar's is very small. Qatar's market is very small, and we have like limited activities unless if we go outside. So that's why we came up with this idea to be seen from outside to inside, better than starting from inside and then go outside. Yeah.
I think the benefits are huge with what you're saying. And I know I want people to appreciate this, because it's understanding what outside needs.
Yes.
And then with the knowledge sharing with the right individuals here in Qatar is so beneficial, because it's finding the right person to have that same ambition, right?
Yeah. And it is not easy to take some steps which is not traditional. You know, it is not easy. We took the risk, but we succeed in being a strategic partner with different embassies here. I don't know if I can say that we are a small company, but we reached some governments outside, and being a very a potential stakeholder to some companies, outside companies, international companies.
I definitely want to work with you, because it's a way for the future, because it's all about knowledge sharing. And it's all about making sure that you can make that bridge easier, right? And make that bridge so that everybody knows exactly what's expected. The MOU, as you said. Make the MOU so that everybody understands, that everybody is clear with what the responsibilities of each partner is, so that it's just an easier path, right?
Yeah, yeah. I remember the first movement we did, we took like 1 year just to convince one embassy, without mentioning the name, of our potentials. After that, all doors opens, and we were like, you know, believe that it is just one country. Open the door, all the doors automatically will be opened for us. And this is what happened.
But yes. It's giving that value, right? It's exactly. Really believing in caring. Like you said at the beginning, what your mother gave you, what you kind of give, not to receive. Yeah. This is what the power is, because you're giving those companies, those countries, something that you're not looking for anything to receive.
Yeah.
You're looking to help and support, which everybody should be getting in contact with you.
And I think, yani, maybe my path, starting as a teacher and later on working on the training and different programs, certified as a trainer, it helps me to reach to that level in the consultancy firm. It helps me a lot.
Yeah, I really can see. And just with your caring aspect, I love that side of things, because that's who I am.
Yeah.
I don't give to receive. I want to make it easier for you. I want you to not make the same mistakes that I made. Or I want to make that journey a lot easier for you. And what gets me is that it was just a spark from the British Council that started you on this springboard project and this idea and concept, and it's gone from strength to strength. I congratulate you.
Yeah, thank you.
As a co-founder and chairperson of your group, how do you envisage the future collaborations between organizations like yours and the British Council in fostering growth, especially with women, with development and leadership?
Yeah. I believe that the collaboration between organizations like Con Group and British Councils is crucial for driving growth and development, especially in women's empowerment area. The British Council is expertise in the cultural diplomacy, which is perfectly aligned with our goals as a specialized company in business and cultural diplomacy. So that's why I envision a future that we can come and lead impactful initiatives in women empowerment.
No, and I can see it perfectly.
Yeah.
I can see it perfectly, because it is a perfect partnership.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just leading. Oh, fantastic. I want to go back to these lives that you're changing. I'm sorry, because I want to show I want to get over the spark to what ripple effect it has. And just to kind of, I know that you won't be able to name names, but some of those exciting things that have happened to you that you look up and say, oh my word, I know what life's all about.
Yeah. For example, let me tell you, I'll give you an example of a woman who entered the Springboard program, and she was just an employee, traditional employee. You know that the Springboard goes through four phases. The last phase is about celebration of your goal. She just came on the last workshop to say that I have a decision. What is it? It is to complete my education. And then it is like any other program. I met her in the book exhibition after like maybe 5 years. She called me to say, look at me, it's me. I said, just remember me, because, you know, I've met big numbers of women through different training courses. But she said to me, I am the one who told you that I'm now studying my master. I have my own business and still maintain my job. This is me. So this is something makes me feel that alhamdulillah, yani she reached that level, and I did something, or the springboard did something very remarkable. Yeah, this is one of the stories, especially that the program itself has many success stories for different women from different categories, different level, different backgrounds. So I'm sure while I was delivering the program, they get infected and with these types of women.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is a powerful program. You don't imagine to which level.
No, I'm just looking at you.
Yeah.
And I see the core values of you, and whatever you do is going to make a huge difference. And those ripple effects, ripple effects. I keep on saying the ripple effects that has an effect on everybody's life. And sometimes you've just got to move the piece a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then the changes can be unbelievable.
Yeah.
What message would you give to the business council right now?
As I said at the beginning, just being a spark, you are enlightening the life and the paths for many people, and inspiring new ideas, which is something very marvelous, and empowering individuals to reach their full potential. Which is, this is something very remarkable from the British Council. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful message. Wonderful message. And I've got one difficult question.
Tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
One word. What does the British Council mean to you?
Springboard.
Yes.
That's it.
And at that stage, I don't think there's any better way of ending this podcast with you.
Thanks a lot.
You are a remarkable person. Keep on changing
Likewise.
Those lives.
Thank you.
You keep on changing those lives, because there's many, many, many more. And thank your mum, because she's kind of give you that spirit.
From the bottom of my heart. Thank you, mum.
Whoa. Yeah, yes. Yeah, thank you, mum.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks a lot. Thank you for the interview. This. Thank you. Thank you for your presence.
I hope you've enjoyed this.
Yeah. Likewise.
Thank you for listening. You can be this person. It doesn't take much. All you've got to do is have a desire.
Yeah.
Have that desire, change the world. Got it? Good. Thank you so much indeed.
Thanks a lot.